Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Jeff and George from Communicore Weekly share with all of us a ghost tale from the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction at the Magic Kingdom.
Welcome to Season 3!
Hey there, this is Jeff and George from Communicore Weekly, and we wanted to share with you our favorite ghost story about Walt Disney World. We actually talked about it on the very first Halloween episode of Communicore Weekly, but it's definitely worth retelling. And we first read about it on Passport to Dreams, Foxfur's blog, and it just enthralled us and we kind of became obsessed with it. And the tale is called Goodnight George, and it's about a ghost who supposedly haunts the Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's definitely a chilling tale to share during the Halloween season.
Yeah, I know, I'm sitting here with all the lights on right now.
I know, because you're afraid of
just
everything.
Because. Yes, I am. Okay, well, there are a lot of tales about ghosts inhabiting Disney attractions. There are also a lot of oral cast member stories and traditions that haven't been recorded. The story of George is one of them. George is the purported ghost of a worker that was killed during the construction of the ride in 1973. The first written documentation about George is found in David Koenig's book Reality Land. The most famous faux fatality was George, he quotes, the imaginary welder who was killed during the construction of Pirates of the Caribbean. The imaginary victim is most likely a Disney-fied amalgam of the actual fatalities at Disney World.
Now, there was never any evidence of the actual death, but that hasn't stopped cast members from telling these tales over the years. Now, since the beginning of the attraction on December 15th, 1973, there have been strange tales of George. Most of them are actually centered around breakdowns of the ride that were kind of inexplicable and unexplainable. So a lot of female cast members were patted on the head or had their bra straps snapped as well. And there was even a story of an elderly woman who would ask for a boat by herself, and then cast members who were watching on the on-ride security cameras would see her talking to no one and crying to herself. So maybe she was George's mom or a grief-stricken wife? We don't know.
Yeah, the town scenes in the Florida version of Pirates are dominated by the large tower/pillar that supports the roof. It happens to be just to the right of Carlos's house. Apparently, this is the tower from which George fell. It's become known as George's Tower amongst cast members. Sometimes you can see a light burning in one of the windows. That means George's home. And when you make it to the fire scene, you're on the opposite side of the tower. If you still see the light burning in George's Tower, then something is about to happen.
The tower also supposedly has initials carved into the bottom at its base. You can kind of make out a G and maybe a C, and apparently the initials bleed through no matter how many times it is painted over. And in addition to the tower, there's also something called George's Door that ties into the legend. It's the special door that leads into George's Tower, or I'm sorry, to George's Tower. And on the show scene side, it actually leads to the dog with the key in its mouth, with the pirates trying to lure him over with the bones.
So George's Door has to be closed at all times. If George's Door is left open, then the ride should not be powered on. If the ride starts in the morning with the door open, then a major breakdown will happen. Cast members are extremely superstitious about the door and always check to make sure it's closed.
Now, to continue with the ghostly happenings on the ride, guests sometimes report seeing someone or something looking down at them from the Bombardment Bay Fortress when you first go down the waterfall and you get into the firefight between the fortress and the pirate ship. But even more uncanny things have happened, especially if a guest makes idle chat about George in the load area and then proceeds through the ride alone in a boat.
One cast member was questioned by a guest once about the changes in the dialogue. Where the recording usually says, "Dead men tell no tales," they instead heard something about the dead not having a face. Furthermore, they felt that many of the ride figures were visibly malfunctioning and appeared to be looking right at them.
Now, of course, they had mentioned George's name several times to themselves while they were entering the ride into the boat. And although we can never be fully sure of the truth of this story, it does make for a delightfully spooky addition to George's tale.
Many cast members have trouble waiting around and unload during late night shifts. It's recommended that all guests who mention or pretend to talk to George while on this ride treat him with proper respect and say goodnight to him as they leave.
Now, a couple of years ago, George and I, the real George, not the ghost George, we rode Pirates of the Caribbean alone with our friend Kevin late one night when we were at the Magic Kingdom. And we were literally, I remember, the only people on the attraction. And our friend Kevin, who was working, he actually worked on the Pirates at the time, he was telling the tale to us as we were in the boat on Pirates.
All of us were vigilant, looking for the lights. We were extremely respectful when talking about George, and made sure to wish him well before we disembarked. We all had an extremely uneasy feeling throughout the entire ride, though, which just added to the creepiness factor.
So, the next time you're on Pirates at Walt Disney World, be sure to keep your eyes open for the light in George's Tower. There's no telling what you might see or not see. Say goodnight, George.
Goodnight, George.
Be sure to listen to Communicore Weekly every week on iTunes and communicoreweekly.com.